We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Tiana Yurepko. She's a hockey player from Spirit River. Currently plays for the women's team at the University of Alberta. I guess the first question I got for you, Tiana, is how has the season kind of been going for you and your team so far here?
It's been a lot better than last year, that's for sure. We're actually able to get in some games, but just in the second half, quite a few have been canceled already, so we're just kind of hoping COVID leaves us alone for a bit. But our team itself, how have we been doing? Not the hottest, but we're on our way upwards.
As you kind of sort of hinted at there, yes, definitely COVID still have an effect on kind of sports and schooling and all that kind of stuff. Now, when it comes to you, when it comes to sort of balancing your hockey playing with kind of your schoolwork there, how do you sort of make that kind of balance work for you?
I normally set some time aside to make sure that I do my homework and that I'm actually studying, because with online, I know it gets hard because you don't really leave your house. So having a schedule always helps me, at least, but we'll do whatever works for you.
And also says here that you're in the education faculty there at the U of A. I guess what made you decide to go down that road, and how's that been working for you?
It's actually been going really well so far. I really like what I'm learning, and I would just say that I love kids. I always have, and I've always envied teachers because it's not an easy job. But, and I mean, hours are pretty good, and summers off are always a big factor.
Well, getting back to kind of, I guess, sort of the hockey side of things, you know, certainly there's been much discussion over the last couple of years or so about the growth of the women's game out there. Now, when it comes to kind of your perspective, how do you think the women's game has sort of grown in kind of your eyes?
I would say it's for sure grown. I've had a few teammates from my first and second year already go to play for the Buffalo Buttes, and having the draft and everything was really... It's nice to see that women's hockey is starting to actually be on the upswing. I think even yesterday one of my teammates said that they have a donation or something with women's salaries being up $25 million, I think they were donated, that goes towards women's salaries. So that's a huge step forward. And if we keep that up, hopefully it'll just get better and better.
Well, so you mentioned a little earlier, of course, you're originally from Spirit River. Now, when you were kind of growing up at the community there, what were some of your big, I guess, hockey influences in your life?
I would for sure say both of my brothers. My one brother played for the West Kelowna Warriors and won a national championship there, and then went to play Div 1 at Northern Michigan. And my other brother, Nolan, who's actually at Mount Royal, he... went the Dub route, so for Tri-City, and I've always just looked up to them and everything that they've done.
And of course, since you're from Spirit River, I kind of have to ask, I know it's been a few years since it's been around, but the Spirit River Rangers of the Northeast Hockey League, do you have any memories of kind of going to their games?
I do when I was like quite a bit younger, but other than that, not overly too many. I know that my dad used to play for them, and I think he coached them too. He's got the cool jacket in the closet, so.
Yeah, I always like talking when I talk with the players from around the region about the Northeast Hockey League stuff. It's always kind of interesting to hear some stories from that. Now, when it comes to, I guess, when you're playing, we know sometimes hockey players, it could be, I guess, you know, creatures of habit when it comes to, you know, kind of getting ready for games. You know, they got a specific routine they got to through. They're like, okay, this skate goes on before that one. Like, what about with you? What's kind of, I guess, your, I guess, pregame routine?
Well, my pregame routine, I always eat the same thing for breakfast. And then pregame, I normally, depends how hungry I am, honestly. It'll either just be eggs or a wrap or something like that. But when I'm actually in the dressing room, everything goes on my left leg first. I don't know why, it just fits right. And I always stretch out my jersey because I have quite a bit bigger shoulders, and I feel like if I'm able to move, I'll play better. I don't know. But, yeah, those are probably the only little superstitions I have.
Well, certainly I'd like to get you back on the ice, hopefully sooner rather than later, with how things are kind of changing around the world. But anyhow, Tiana Yurepko from Spirit River, thanks for joining us here today.
Perfect. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.